All right, this is the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport. What you're about to hear is a fucking barn burner. Live from the chapel in San Francisco. The Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast. We got it on. The Disco 2. The Malachi Crunch. The Black Ed McMahon. The White Arsenio Hall. And the first ever live show with the Young Shooter, a.k.a. Dean Collins. The crowd was unruly. They were reckless. They talked a lot of shit, just how I like them. I was very, very, very impressed and a little bit taken aback with the San Francisco crowd. They were fantastic. Totally sold out at the San Francisco theater called The Chapel. We got it in. It was fantastic. Great tour. Live shows are ridiculous. I never, ever, ever thought that we would be doing live shows. I never thought that we'd be doing live shows to sell out with crowds that are disruptive and just totally into the show. It's a live episode from San Francisco with the Young Shooter, myself, G Moody. And I need the rapper pack from all over the country to support this. I got a team in the basketball tournament, TBT. It's March Madness for pros. I got a squad. My squad's name is the Stickmen, okay? I've been participating in this cup for the last few years. I love this tournament. My team's name is called the fucking Stickmen. I need your help. You might be saying, well, what's in it for me? When we win the TBT, the tournament this year, our top fans will split $200,000, 10% of the total prizes, okay? 10% of the total prizes will go to the fans. All right, how do you become a top fan of the Stickmen? Easy. Tell your friends, recruit them to vote. Every time you recruit someone and they vote, you get a point. The more points you get, the higher up in the rankings you go. We need your votes to win, to get in, all right? We need a buy. We're called the Stickmen. Here's what you have to do. Go to www.thetournament.com. Click on teams at the top. Search for the Stickmen, the greatest team with the greatest name. Hit the big orange button that says vote for this team and fill out the form. And here's the big part. Click on verify when you get the confirmation email, okay? The grand prize, the winning team gets $2 million. It's to be split up amongst the team. It's probably going to be about 10 players, and the fans are getting 200K of that. 10% of the total prizes. Go to www.thetournament.com. Click on teams at the top. Search for the Stickmen. Of course, my team is named the Stickmen. Hit the big orange button that says vote for this team and fill out the form. And then don't fucking forget. Click on verify when you get the confirmation email. All right? The Stickmen are going to win the basketball tournament, all right? $2 million in prizes. Look it up, all right? Go to www.thetournament.com, click on teams. All right, now we're going to get into the show. Me, Moody, and the Young Shooter live from the chapel in San Francisco. Let's go.
Damn, I was going to come out dancing, but there was just too many people. I felt overwhelmed. Shit, that caught me off guard. There's a lot of people here. DJ Plattern,
yes,
on the ones and twos.
Yes, DJ Plattern.
He's local. I see the Rangers jersey. Wow, man, this I got to see what's going on here. That threw me off.
Looks good, rap.
We got people in the back. Holy shit.
Looks good. That's what we like.
My heart is racing. Remember, gee, we got to do a show now.
Word.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I want to thank you guys for coming. I mean, we've been doing these shows for a couple of years. I think this might be the seventh or eighth show. And each time I'm shocked that people come out. Mm-hmm. I really am. So I really am and thrilled and appreciate that you guys showed up. If you never listened, I'm assuming everybody in here knows what the fuck's going on, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's what's up.
It's the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rapaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. I see the people in the top. I see you guys. I see you. I might make eye contact down here, but that's just, I'm not forgetting you guys. What's up? We're going to get to him. We're going to get to everybody. We're going to get to whatever you want.
You know what time it is.
We're going to get to whatever you want.
You know what time it is. We're going to hit that.
Don't make me have Dean. Where's Dean? Wait. Where's Dean?
Yo.
Dean, come on to the stage. All right. People want to see Dean Collins, the young shooter.
What's up?
Young shooter in the place.
What's up, guys? So he's going to be with us on the show. He's going to be moderating. We're going to take questions. And he's just going to be sort of like the James Lipton of the podcast
today. Inside Actor Studio show. All right,
so did you bring your space light?
I didn't bring that.
No, all right.
No, I didn't pack the space light.
All right, but we're going to get to it. All right, easy. So, all right, Dean, so we're going to get to it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so I just want to say, I'm not familiar with all the ins and outs and the boundaries and all that stuff of this city. I'm going to get to that.
Right.
I just realized we didn't introduce formally G. Moody, Gerald Moody.
Yes. G. Monetti in the place
If you
be.
Never see, we've been podcasting off the record since 1982.
Yeah.
And now we're doing it live in San Francisco.
For sure.
But, you know, something that's been on both of our heads, because, you know, we're sports fans, and I'm assuming that even if... We're going to get to that, too. Let's just jump to LeBron. We'll just start with LeBron
Let's
James.
Do it.
We'll start with LeBron blames. LeBron James recently said that he doesn't feel like he has anything to prove. Yeah, you must take that as a slight. I don't know what he's gonna have to prove when the Warriors beat him in six.
I gotta disagree with you, bruh.
You disagree with me.
Cleveland got it again.
Cleveland. You know what's funny? When we've been on tour, we've been to Milwaukee and Minnesota and Chicago and a few other cities, and every single place we went, and I'll openly tell them this afterwards, because like when we were in Milwaukee, we kissed ass that we were big Green Bay Packers fans. I was like, you dumb fucks. Yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah. Because I noticed that every city takes their sports really seriously.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
We've always been big Golden State Warriors fans.
Absolutely. Always.
And one of the things that's interesting is one of the premier all-time great NBA players, Golden State Warriors, is a guy named World B. Free.
Yeah.
Used to play for the Warriors, played for the Clippers.
From Brooklyn, from my neighborhood. So.
Yeah. Changed his name. His name was Lloyd Free before Meta World Peace, before... He changed his name to World Be Free. You got to be really good at basketball to change your name to World Be Free.
Hell yeah.
So, but the first time I went to Gerald's neighborhood in Brooklyn, he had been telling me, like, you know, like, World will be out there. He'll be in the park. And I'm like, why the fuck would World Be Free be in a park? And sure enough, the very first time, right after they got eliminated by the Boston Celtics, we go to the park. I'm 12 years old. He's 12 years old. And like, he's like, what's up, world? And I'm like, what the fuck is like, world? It would be like seeing, like, I don't know, Draymond Green at like a shitty park.
Yeah.
And world said to Gerald, oh, you brought Larry Bird out here? And then I got the nickname.
Larry Bird. Yep. Bird.
But I really, truly... I know probably some of you guys follow on Instagram and social media. I really, really, really cannot sit through the Cavaliers winning another championship. I can't sit through it. LeBron is great. He's great. You can't deny his greatness. Even I,
the best,
the
ever,
inventor
yo.
Of the moniker LeBron Blames, will say that he's great.
Oh. No, we don't want to do that, motherfucker. Get your mind out the gutter.
Ah, that's why he won 2015, 2016 Podcast Co-host of the Year. But I'm really rooting for the Warriors to win it. And whether you're a 49ers fan or a Raiders fan, I really believe that the fact that it's the end of something incredible, the fact that the Oakland Raiders are going to go to Las Vegas. Damn. I think it's disgusting.
Really bad.
And I think it's an embarrassment to the sport. It'd be like, in my opinion, like if the Yankees or the Mets left New York. They're that important to football. The Shield, they're going to be called the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that's that bullshit, yo.
You're going to have offensive linemen missing. Like, they're going to be like a game. Like, where is he?
Word, yeah. Terrible, man.
Can you imagine having... The games are at Sunday at 1 p.m. So you think a 23-year-old millionaire is going to be able to sit tight in Vegas on a Saturday night?
With legal prostitution.
They got legal everything. We were down... Wait, why is it whenever we get to a town, I swear to God, G will tell you as her witness, this happened in Vegas, I expected it. Within the first 15 minutes of us getting to San Francisco, no bullshit, the cab driver said to us, we're just looking at me, G, and Dean, the cab driver says to us, I know a good rub and tug place. I'm like, we just... fucking got here, man. We just got here. Yeah. Why? I don't know. We didn't ask for anything. We're just like, yo, we want to go. We were going to eat at a spot, like a Mexican Journeys, but I know where a rubber tug spot is. I was like,
amenities.
Is that a normal thing? Is that part of the thing here? I don't know if we had a scent of, but just imagine what it's going to be like in for the Las Vegas Raiders. Like Derek Carr, the strapping quarterback with the blue eyes. He's a good-looking guy, and you got Amari Cooper. He's from Alabama. You know what the fuck is going to happen to Amari Cooper in Las Vegas?
Word up.
And then they have their dancers, the cheerleaders, cheerleading for the Raiders for $150 a game. When you could go to Crazy Horse Fours.
Where Lamar Odom...
I don't know what Al Davis is doing. Okay. Jesus Christ.
These motherfuckers is live tonight.
I know everybody's happy that Marshawn's coming back to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Sean back. I know everybody's... The stick man thing has been a big deal. We wanted to commemorate the end of an era.
Yeah.
One of the great stick men of current time has announced that he's...
Who the fuck is this?
Great stick. Hussein Bolt. Ooh. The great Hussein Bolt. For some reason, publicly announced.
Now, you know him.
He's in deep shit. Like, his wife must be a mean motherfucker. She said, you're going to make a public announcement, motherfucker.
They shamed
his everybody's watching you. Everybody's accountable. He said he's done with the game. He's going to be faithful. He's gotten into so much trouble. He's gotten into so many scandals.
He's married?
I don't know what he is, but he doesn't act like it.
This motherfucker's married?
But he's announced that he's done. He's done sticking for now, temporarily. But the fact that he made a public announcement, something's bad there.
Yeah, some shit happened in it.
That's like gun to the head. Yeah. Like for a stick man like that, it's like, I got to tell everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, some ill shit happened in the crib.
There's been a lot of conversation in New York with Alex Rodriguez dating J-Lo, who may or may not... See, people are saying, well, what's a stick woman? If there is a stick woman, it would be J-Lo.
Hell yeah. J-Lo gonna lead this motherfucker too. Next.
Oh, yeah, that's just like a train wreck.
Yeah.
But they're saying, well, you know, you talk so much about Jeter and he's the man's man and you know, he hung it up and he had a great run and he was discreet and he was classy. And what about A-Rod? And he's got bumps in the road. First of all, if you're doing the Stickman Hall of Fame, I treat it the way I would treat the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like if there's asterisks next to your name, you're not getting in. Like, yeah. He did some of his best work. Kate Hudson, Cameron Diaz. He was with a lot of fantastic women under the influence of PEDs.
Yeah, like, you on the juice, man.
So right there, you're...
Stickman can't be on the juice.
No, you got to be all organic.
You got to be normal.
All natural.
Garlic.
What do you mean? Tell the people you're tell the people...
Let me tell the brothers, the men. Garlic will have you have a stiff erection. Raw garlic thins the blood. I'm telling you, trust me.
All right, I'm going to take some questions. We'll take questions throughout. If anybody got any questions, we'll take a few questions. Dean, go give him the microphone, Dean.
You don't give the motherfucker the mic.
Don't give the mic up. That's like an officer losing
his
gun.
You don't want Jerry Springer?
Don't give the guy the fucking mic. This crazy bastard, you giving him the mic?
You don't want Jerry Springer, motherfucker?
Go get the mic back. Get the fucking mic back.
Look, he stole the mic. How did he get over there?
Give the mic. Don't say a word.
You gave it to this motherfucker over here.
Don't say a word. Don't say a word.
Word.
I know. What's your question?
Vegas, is it better or worse for the home team?
There's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of 0-0 or low scoring games in Vegas.
Yeah.
There's going to be like it was another game that was 6-4 for the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're going to move out of
this. This has been the lowest scoring arena in the history.
Another question, Michael.
Dean, I'm finishing the Vegas bit. That's a good.
Probably get something else, boy.
Hey, Mike, you talking. Hell of shit about LeBron, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you front because you're in the Bay Area. LeBron is the GOAT. But you had a whole episode about Steph Curry's hair.
Yes.
How is it looking
I'll
right
acknowledge
now?
That.
Yeah, let's
okay.
get on that.
I'm gonna say this right now.
And that brother know what the fuck we talking about.
Yeah.
That's why he brought it up.
All right, here it is. I'm a Knicks fan, but my second team, you guys see me on the internet. I was dying with you last year in that series. I was dying with you. I want nothing more than the Golden State Warriors to win the championship. And besides the Golden State Warriors winning a championship, I want them to hire a proper team barber. This team, Steph Curry, is all class.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You can't get any more classier.
They shitting on him. The big H. Remember the big O? But I call him the big H because he hated on Steph Curry.
Oscar.
Yes. He's shitting on him.
Steph Curry he's so iconic and he's so nonchalant about everything. He's always just like chewing his shit. And he's just like walking around like.
All my shots are going in.
Everything goes in. Chewing his mouthpiece. I can't say any more about how much I love him. I loved his father. I loved him at Davidson.
Absolutely.
But nobody's perfect. And when it comes to Steph Curry, the haircut is not perfect.
Yeah, get your shit together,
His wedding pictures, his shit was fucked up. At your
Word
wedding?
Up. And everybody, and that brother knows what we're talking about.
I get it.
He knows. That's why he asked the question.
I get it when it's a two-week road trip. That's an excuse. But when you're home on a 10-game stint... And your shit slanted.
Word of mother. Yeah.
I don't need to even go into what the fuck. And he's having a great season. And I'm not picking on him. I'm on Team JaVale.
Oh, it's only a matter of time before he start eating motherfuckers in the locker room. He's the Jeffrey Dahmer of the NBA.
Hold on, we're talking about the Warriors.
Yeah. Wait,
KD, I'm totally happy that he's here.
This is a show.
Oh, yeah, this is a show.
Wait.
Dean, I'll throw you the fuck out, man. I'll throw you out.
All right.
The MTV Awards. Who saw the MTV Awards?
They changed shit.
The MTV Movie Awards are now the MTV Movie and Television Awards.
Non-binary.
They gave out awards to it's just one category. And somehow Denzel didn't win. Like they gave it.
No male, no.
There's no because we're heading into a genderless society, and I know don't get quiet. Don't get fucking quiet.
I'm
don't
a
get
man.
Quiet about it because we have men and women in here, and we're different. We're all equal, but we are different. And thank God for that, women.
I'm a man.
You don't want to be like us. Trust me.
Word.
You don't want to smell like us. You don't want to be like us. And we don't want to be like you. And that's good. That's a good thing. We're not the same. We need to embrace our differences culturally.
Why not?
Racially. Yeah. Every single way. Everything. And to try to meld us all together into one, oh, we're all the same. We're genderless. No, we're not. See, I was in the men's room doing something that no woman should be around. And the women's room, that thing happens over there too. And that's a fantastic thing. And the problem is that we're getting into, the problem that we're getting into
go ahead.
Were they worried about me coughing?
Your cough is famous. Damn. Ain't that a bitch?
The problem with the genderless thing, and I feel you guys getting quiet, is people are like being freaked out.
Don't be freaked out.
Don't be freaked out. It's okay to be different. We could all be equal and be different.
Word.
And I'm not preaching any shit because there's like somebody at the genderless MTV Awards showed up in some sort of Sikh outfit and then got accused of racial assimilation. No one knows what the fuck to do anymore. I'm not a woman, but I wanted to dress like an Indian. Well, you're not an Indian. They don't send you an instruction book. You're just supposed to show up and then you get ostracized on social media because you didn't follow the rule books. It's a fantastic thing. Differences are fantastic. We're getting pushed into a society where we're supposed to all be the same. Get the fuck out of here.
Word. I'm a man. I don't give a fuck what they say.
I really feel strongly about that. I feel strongly about it because one of my pet peeves is listen, we grew up in New York City. What's the name of the area that we were staying in, Morris? Where were the hotel?
Tenderloin.
Yo.
Basically, Little Rwanda. And I like it. It reminds me of 1970s New York City, how we grew up. I like it. I don't give a fuck about it.
Honestly, I gotta be honest. The Tenderloin District makes the worst days of New York look like Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not gonna bullshit you.
Yo.
Downtown LA is no joke. The Bowery of Manhattan used to be a shithole. That's Tenderloin, it. When the fuck is gentrification gonna happen there?
Yo.
They gotta do something down there, man. It's like a.
They gotta.
It's like Club Med.
They
for
gotta
the lunatics.
Gentrify that shit.
That's sad shit. I'm not making fun of it. It's sad. I don't know how the fuck there
in
could
America.
Be that many white people over here with man buns and that many broke people 20 minutes away. I never seen anything like that shit.
Me neither. Yeah.
Yo,
we got rid of that.
We popped our
in New
way
York.
Back to the hotel. Like, Dean had, like, Dean, we were like, a, like an army unit. Like, he's like, I got your front. I'm covering you. This walk.
Yeah.
Like, we're shielding each other. I'm like, yo, this is.
Yo.
Is that the name of the neighborhood? The Tenderloin? We saw an actual pimp. We saw the guy had the hat on and we drove by and he gave us that shit. And I was like, that's like a real pimp. Like, I was like, I wanted to, like, can I get a fucking photo with you? Like, it's like, they're really doing it here. Yeah. Pimping is really going down here.
That district is a motherfucker.
Yo.
Boy. I don't give a fuck. I like it.
Because we're like, we're in and out. We're like there. We
don't live there. Yeah.
Is there somebody from here that could speak on the Tenderloin?
He don't got a shopping cart. If a motherfucker lived there, he got a shopping cart here.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has crutches, but no one's limping. It's like they use them. Did you see that? Everybody got like two crutches. It's like.
Yeah, man.
They got bags tied to them. It's fucking wild down here, man.
Yo.
I'm not gonna bullshit. That shit made me nervous.
Yo.
I'm not a step from that. I was like, yo, this is real. And you gotta, like, if you get into a beef, you can't run up a hill.
No way, no.
Like, that's like survival of the fittest shit.
Yep. That's early 70s New York.
Yeah, that shit is no joke. I don't know why they don't film all the movies that that need to be filmed on location in New York out there. Yeah. It looks more like New York than New York does.
Absolutely. Same architecture.
Like, if they wanted to redo Taxi Driver, just come to San Francisco.
Word. Old-ass signs.
Crazy, man.
Whew.
My God.
What else you got, bro?
No, I was going to talk about, the point about the whole New York thing, because you guys have it out here, too. It's an eclectic city. You know, it's very big, but it's eclectic. You got all sorts of people. And growing up in New York, we have all sorts of people. You know, white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, everything. Indian.
Everything.
Gay, straight, tranny, the fucking loonies, the whole deal.
Freaks, weirdos,
creeps, squares, geeks, the whole thing. So when a person like Caitlyn Jenner comes along,
shit, yeah.
It's not, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you cut, what you didn't cut. It's you, Caitlyn.
Word.
You're so fucking boring. You had a reality show that somehow got canceled. You know how boring you gotta be?
As an Olympic motherfucker, that's like Edward Moses turning into a lady and they cancel his show.
Like, if your show doesn't work when you're on the Kardashian show, then you get your spinoff because you went from being Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner and it doesn't work. You're just not interested.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Fade out.
It's like every 6 months it resurfaces, like, oh, Caitlyn cut her dick off. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And now she's like, and I say this, this is just her. Just her. I want to clarify this because in this day and age, it's just Caitlyn. She said, well, I don't want to answer questions about it. You brought it up, motherfucker. You brought the whole thing to the attention. Now people are like, ooh, that's the only question that we want to know, Caitlyn. If you just answered that, like, there'd be the end of it. Like, that would truly be, like, the final question.
Well,
where the dick at, Caitlyn? Like, we just... But you brought it up. We want to have comfortableness. Yeah. And just, like, we want to have conversations about it. That's the only conversation that people want to know.
What you did... You went to that hospital. Damn.
Again, it's just Caitlyn.
With it.
I'm part of the struggle. Walking around in... $1,700 size 14 Manola Blancs. I don't see her at the fucking Tenderloin. When you see Caitlyn at the Tenderloin,
word,
dealing with the young transsexuals and LGBT community, then you know she's about it. She ain't coming out there with all that shit on.
That's right.
And it's just her.
Yeah, her. That's Bruce, motherfucker. That ain't her.
Okay.
Who the fuck is that?
No, relax.
That motherfucker is...
This is a rowdy crowd. Yeah. I like it.
Effervescent.
I'm not going to lie. You guys are rowdier than the New York crowd, and they were nuts. And we
Word
had
up.
Danny Aiello live for that show.
Word up.
We're going to do Aiello. I got to pace myself. I do Aiello like the blood vessel... Here swells up, and I'm getting over the cold I've had. I've actually got cough shamed. People are like, "Yo, I hear you coughing when you do your shit."
Word? Oh.
Shh, settle, everybody, settle. Shit. Oh yeah. I just gotta take a break here for a second. Hold on.
What you got?
The Tenderloin got me all hyped up. I might stretch. I can show you. I'm very flexible. I'll put my legs on there. I'll do it later. I'm very flexible.
Nobody want to see your ass stretch.
The guy just said he wants to see me stretch.
This fucking guy?
They know. That
my chance to rap ass my, motherfucker? Fuck him. No, I'm just kidding.
The Kardashians released a children's clothing line. $140 Yeezys.
For a motherfucker who just came out.
$140.
Like, for a month old.
As opposed to the $495 Big Baller brand sneakers. I wanted... Does anybody in here own a pair of Big Baller Brand sneakers?
No.
I know. All right. How am I the person who's cursing the least?
These motherfuckers are tough, boy. It's one motherfucker we can't see.
Like cracked in the crevices and shit.
Talking shit and ducking.
I see your hands. We can't see your face.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. Just
you're
stay.
Doing good, though.
Get
you're doing good.
You. Hold your head. All right, there's been a plethora. Is it plethora or plethory?
Plethora, Mike.
Plethora.
Plethora.
Yeah.
This year, and one of the things we like to do is to have fan participation where you guys help us vote. We're almost at the half-year mark of the year. Sick fuck of the week.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. Who fucked the dog?
You what?
Who fucked the dog? Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given.
You did.
What?
No.
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 Yeah. It's the sick fuck of the week, yeah. This is an award that is earned, not given. It has nothing to do with any violence against humans. There's a certain, you know, you have to, it's an award that's earned, not given. One of the big sick, very saddening sick fucks of the year happened in, what was it? Florida. Yeah, you know what? That was, because I wasn't thinking Florida, but like that's like a segue that'll always work. Yeah. Anytime you need something to talk about, anytime you're looking for a sick fuck, just look up Florida.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Because, of course that there. Do we not have it? Were they too sick to even put on the list?
Yeah. We got Mississippi.
No, there was a guy. The first sick fuck of the week, before I jump ahead, it actually was a Florida man. He's on trial for murder. And he's trying to get out and get off the case, trying to win his defense by saying that he was having oral sex with his woman and that she choked on his chicken.
Oh.
This is his defense. They actually said they're using the old big penis defense.
And he pulled the shit out for the judge to say, look, how could she not have choked on this motherfucker? That's my defense.
The jury is deliberating.
Yeah.
I'm not making it up. It's true. Yeah, people argue with me about the sick fucks. Like, I was that creative. If I was that creative, you think I'd be at the fucking chapel in San Francisco?
Word.
I'd be up north with Zuckerberg and those fucks up there.
Spielberg and these motherfuckers.
What's the name of the area? Where they all at?
No, you be.
Is it Zuckerberg? Are you here?
You be in the Tenderloin.
Yeah.
You be in the Tenderloin, motherfucker. With a shopping cart.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to do a startup business.
Hell yeah.
You're like, yeah, get your cart. There's your business, asshole.
Right on Geary.
A 53-year-old man. Now, I'm going to let you guys choose it. I'm going to rattle these off. A 53-year-old man in Austin, Texas. But behind Georgia, they're really turning him out there in Texas. He tried to distract a pit bull with bacon and various meats, apparently prosciutto, to sexualize the dog.
Woo!
You dumb fuck. A pit bull. And it went bad, and he got his loaf bitten off by the dog.
Apropos,
Rupert Harris, look it up.
We don't make this up.
We talked about this gentleman in Malaysia riding around on a moped. in a trench coat.
Word.
Would choke his chicken and then ride off into the night.
Yeah. The unknown Skeeter. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Jersey is like, for those of you who are not like from the East Coast, like the tri-state area, like the mole in your ear of the tri-state area is New Jersey. Like that thing, you just like, it never, you just, you don't know what to do with it. There's a lot of great things about New Jersey. My mom lives there, but it's just, there's, they got, it's like on a swamp. Like the city, like the
dirty Jersey.
Dirty Jersey. A lot of great things from Jersey.
Yeah.
And it, you know, balances it out with all the dreck.
Yeah.
But there was a daycare center worker in Jersey that had the toddlers doing some Fight Club shit. Like, you come to school, you're five, and you're like, yo, it's on and popping. You're like on some Kimbo Slice shit. Like, you take... She was arrested. Candidate for... You guys need to stay with me, because in a few minutes, I'm going to take a vote.
Yes.
What? Yes, Gustafito. I'm getting to... Did I bring him up yet?
All that shit's coming, B.
That was in, where was that? In El Salvador. Gustafito, a hippopotamus, was killed by people. How could you crawl? You gotta be a sick fuck to go into a zoo. First of all, you gotta be. Let me.
Yo.
Now go ahead, finish.
We're not gonna tell your ass no more.
Good.
We're gonna go get you.
Go ahead.
They broke into the zoo and killed Gustafito. I want to have a moment of silence for Gustafito. Yeah. R.I.P. Gustafito. We love you, bro. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for the lighting, the quick cue, man. I don't know who you were, but
yeah,
that was
guy,
fast.
He's right on point. What you got, man?
That's just an overall not okay. Very, very, very severely sick. And finally... Finally, in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, they're
see,
here?
These are just the people on Twitter.
Yeah.
These are the same people like, it's there, dick.
Yeah, yeah. With the sucker
shit.
You know
shit. We don't fact check.
The sucker shit out there.
Spokane. What is it, Spokane?
Spokane, baby.
Spokane. The football coach, Jim Hammerhead Sharkey, this guy's going to be locked up.
Yeah, lock him up.
A high school football coach with the fellas. He thinks he's being funny with the guys. They call him coach. He's like, I'm Hammerhead, Coach Hammerhead. I'm one of the guys. I'm in Spokane. He thought this would be funny to do with his high school football team. He was grilling hot dogs. And he put his loaf in a bun.
Yeah.
And he said to the kids.
He said to the kids.
You think you're big? Lock them up.
You think those dogs are big? Get a load of this. And this is a coach?
Coach Hammerhead? Why would you have a coach that wants the kids to call him Hammerhead?
No, I nicknamed him Hammerhead. They just wrote it.
That was you.
Yes.
All right. Now, you know who the candidates are. The Gustafito people. Oh, I'm sorry. There's one more. We can't forget her. And listen, I don't mean to offend with the sick fucks. They are what they are. We are just reporting this stuff. And yeah. We can make it up again. A woman. These people are all in jail. Thank God. And one of the things you'll notice when you look up these sick fucks, the pictures never lie. It's like, of course, that person... Would have sex with a chicken. That's a guy. When I saw him, I got a vibe that he would have sex with chickens.
Yeah.
This woman. Guys, we have to see the thing about the six fuck. The thing about the equality with the women. I'm all for it. and the equality for men and the non-binary and everything. Everybody wants to be the same. I can't just have the sick fuck guys without the sick fuck girls.
Yes, yes, yes.
We want to keep things equal. It has to work both ways. Word. This lady, put your seatbelt on. She's locked up. She worked in a fast food restaurant in Florida, was smearing her menstruation blood and saliva on the cheeseburger. I'm
cheeseburger.
Not making it up. It's on the paper, man. All right. Now we're going to backtrack.
On the cheeseburger.
You want equality, I got to give equality. Now, woo, I'm going to let you guys vote. I'm going to rattle them off really quick, and then we're going to have halftime. The daycare employee that started the fights, the gentleman that tried to get it popping with the pit bull and it went wrong.
Try to fuck the pit bull.
The unknown skeeter. The people that took down Gustafito. Yeah. That's the one in our heart. We don't have to vote. That's, we know, like, in our heart, that's the one that bothers us the most. We can put that like an asterisk. You know how you say, like, greatest rapper dead or alive? Like, we'll put Gustafito, like, in that other category.
Word. He's a Tupac of animals.
Because that's always going to win. Yeah. And finally, let's just call her the cheeseburger maker. All right. All right, we have a winner.
Halftime.
All right, so because it's halftime, and you know it's NBA season, and you guys all love basketball, And so we're going to do a quick halftime thing. And, you know, halftime is important in sports. And you know, because this is a championship city, you get championship quality, you get championship pedigree. Who else to do the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast halftime report than the lovely from the NBA, Miss Kristen Ledlow?
Yeah!
I love you back. I had a few days prior to the Eastern Conference Finals because LeBron swept again.
Yeah.
You told me prior to the show that your strategy was to just not let these guys ruin it. Can you assess the first half of the show?
Well, the first half of the show was great. I feel like we executed well. And, you know, some of the bits were going well. And, you know, the plan went good and the crowd got into it. And then they got a little bit too into it and we had to, you know, bring it down. Because we'll throw a motherfucker out. But I think overall the first half went well.
How are you able to overcome the emotions of what is obviously a city that is prone to not only a comeback, but potentially a loss to a large lead as well? This crowd seems to be a bit rowdy. How do you overcome the emotions that you're experiencing?
Well, this crowd went through a trauma last year. And I'm here to help them because that trauma, I know their hearts are aching. So what we're going to do in the second half of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast show live from San Francisco is just, you know, tear it down.
Can you give me your strategy for the second half? How do you thus tear it down?
I'm asking Kristen the questions. Let's ask Kristen the questions. Everybody knows Kristen Ledlow. Kristen, let's be honest here. Who is... Let's just put it this way, because we know you got to be politically fantastic. Who is the dresser that you're just, like, most impressed with? Let's put it that way.
He said don't say Westbrook before. I was obviously going to say Russell Westbrook. Russ, Dwayne Wade, Serge Ibaka, all, I'm a fan.
Did you ever think that there would be giving out an NBA award? They're giving...
Those awards are on June 26th on TNT. I would love if you guys all tuned in. It's going to be hosted by Drake. It's going to be great.
Are you giving out the award for most stylish?
I should, right?
No, they should. I don't... Why should it? Because you're a woman. I don't think that's fair that they should make you give out the award for... Like, they should make, like...
Charles.
Let Charles do it. He dresses like he's from the Tenderloin. All right, Kristen, thank you for coming up, and we're going to continue in a second. The great Kristen Ledlow.
Thank you.
All right, the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress. Casper is an award-winning sleep company, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. There's over 20,000 reviews online with an average of 4.8 stars for Casper. Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Do you understand what that means? Okay, you need to buy a new mattress, okay? You could sleep on it, live on it, jump on it, have a fucking pillow fight on it, do whatever you want, okay, for 100 nights. If you don't like it, Casper will pick the mattress up and take it away from you for free. Go to casper.com/Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Use the promo code Rappaport. Get $50 towards any purchase by visiting casper.com/Rappaport. They have sheets. They have pillows. They have doggy mattresses. They have pool mattresses. I love everything about Casper. Proud sponsor of the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Go to www.casper.com. Get a new mattress. Sleep like a baby. Sleep like an angel. Okay? Go to casper.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, Dean.
What's up?
Okay, come on up here. Gerald's in the bathroom. How's everybody feeling? Feeling good? You can stretch out. Everybody's good.
Oh, it's nice up here.
All right. So the... Okay.
Fuck yeah.
So, Dean.
What's up?
You said you wanted to integrate some stuff.
I totally forgot that. I actually have questions for you.
Oh, you're going to interview me?
I just had my own questions, and I just wanted to ask you if that was all right, if you wanted to answer them.
Fine.
All right. All right. There's just a lot of... I can't fucking understand a word.
Somebody just called you Skinny Jean.
What about you, dude? I know you're like...
hanging on for dear life here, man. I'm hanging on for dear life here.
Let's talk about the 90s.
Okay.
I don't know. This wasn't a joke. I'm just...
What do you want to talk about? What's
the question? Let's talk about the 90s. At one point, the New York Times called you the It Boy with the full package.
Yeah, okay.
Good looking, funny, and smart. And what happened after that?
Next question. What is it? Give me the next question.
No, I just feel like there hasn't been that article of like...
What's the next question?
Okay.
What is it?
Okay. Your ex-wife.
Nope. 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 I'm not talking about the cats that died in my front yard either. It's under investigation.
Okay. Well, I have one more question.
What's the question?
All right.
Make it right.
So there's been a lot of rumors circulating that you're a method actor. You know, that's the word on the street. When you did Higher Learning, were you a Nazi off the set? Or was that a conflict of interest because you're Jewish?
That's it.
No,
you had three.
I'm asking you, off the set, when you go home, are you still, like, what does that entail with you?
I'll give a serious answer, because that's a good question about that movie, Higher Learning.
Yeah.
Ice Cube, Tyra Banks. People still asking me, yo, man, why you shoot Tyra Banks? I say, because the motherfucking check's cleared.
Yeah. Remy on the roof. All right, so go ahead. Can you answer the question?
That was a good movie. Omar Epps, Regina King, Ice Cube.
Who was the Jewish guy with the fro in that who played your roommate? Was he your roommate?
Kohlhauser?
No.
Adam Goldberg.
But you get mistaken for Kohlhauser a lot, right? Has that happened like throughout your whole career? Like he's in Good Will Hunting, right?
I swear.
And Days of Confused.
We brought you out here, Dean, and now.
I just don't know why you're being so, like, it's so tense up here. Like, we've had a good ride in. The flight was good. The food was good. You got a nap. We both had naps before the show.
Yes.
And I just feel like you were excited about it. And now that I'm up here, it's like I'm bringing out the worst in you.
No. I'm good. Everything's fantastic.
But yeah, I bring out the worst in you,
stop.
But then you invite me
stop.
Back. So
no,
I'm,
no,
I just don't
no,
know what
no.
I'm doing
Morris.
Here.
Morris, now go over there. Okay, well, G's ready.
You're calling Morris on me?
His security's going to
take
the
mic.
All right, G, are you good?
That's it?
All right. All right, we're back for the second half.
I'm taking my questions with me. Dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nah, motherfucker.
He looks like too short.
I don't look like Too Cheesy, but I like Too Cheesy. He's a great. He's great. I love Too Short.
Too Short.
Bitch.
Hip hop, man. The hip hop is in an interesting place right now.
What happened?
What happened?
The mumble, you know what happened?
Mumble rap.
Motherfuckers is on cough syrup.
Yeah.
Of course you can't understand somebody on cough syrup.
No.
Who's drinking cough syrup the whole day. You can't expect to understand this motherfucker. Drink cough syrup the whole day. And then try to talk to me.
And then you make a record.
And make a record.
The crazy thing is, the record business in general, this is a fact. It's proven. That, like, back in the days, it would be DJs or Street Hustle, or you sell it out of the, you know, the back of your car, like Too Short, or an album would get broken on the radio. This person. Now, hip-hop records are being broken by Kylie Jenner's Snapchat. If she plays your shit, you're bound to go platinum. It's like been proven.
Yeah.
This is hip hop. You gotta take it back. Like the music means so much. We don't want it to be where it's like Kenny G. Where like remember when Kenny G was like jazz music was defined by Kenny G?
Yeah.
And soul was defined by Michael fucking Bolton.
They just took our shit over.
And it has nothing to do with color, it just has to do with good.
We're in a bad place.
Mumble rap?
We're in a bad fucking place with that shit. And they're making a mockery of it. It looks bad.
Now, there's good guys, of course.
It's good, the Kendrick and bad.
The J. Coles and all that stuff. But I think those guys are like it's like them versus the world. It's like a handful of them versus the world. They're like fending them off. It's like Star Wars. And they're like, they got lightsabers and they're fighting their asses off. But they just keep coming. The guys that just keep coming, they got their pants down here. Like, it's not even like you're rocking off your ass. It's like your pants are literally down here.
Yo, I don't understand it. It's like we're on another planet with this shit, B.
The big three. That's going to be dope. The summertime, we're doing that. Ice Cube, the big idea, man. We were down there in Las Vegas, and it was fun, competitive. Steven Jackson, Golden State Warrior.
Yeah. Jack. He's
Captain
about that
Jack.
Action.
Yeah, they were down there playing. It was Oakley was there. Kenyon Martin. I got to meet Dr. J. I asked him about my favorite white person with no lips, Larry Bird. I tried to pry it out of the good doctor. I was like, tell me what he said. Tell me what he said that day. What would make you, the classy doctor, you know, go crazy over a guy whose lips look like two envelopes, and he wouldn't tell me. But it's a 3-on-3 tournament. It's all pro players, guys you know, Chauncey Billups, and I'm gonna be the Kristen Ledlow of the big three.
Yeah.
Which.
The Craig Sager. Yeah,
that's I'm in deep shit. You gotta wear
something good, man.
I'm trying to think of an outfit.
You can't be wearing.
I can't wear what I wore tonight.
Yeah, you can't wear that because it's a lot of focus going to be on you.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun though. But they were very competitive. But at one point, Steven Jackson was getting into it with, I believe, Corey Maggette, and like it was like an outer body experience because Charles Oakley broke up the fight. I swear to God. Charles Oakley's one of the coaches, and he was breaking up the fight.
I like that.
Yeah, which one? Real House. People in here listen to watch Housewives?
What about the real Boston?
Oh, yeah, but before I talk about the real Housewives of Atlanta, I'll talk about the real Housewives of Boston. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce.
The real Housewives of Boston.
I never thought that I would see five of the greatest basketball players of the last 20th century. Well, four, because Big Baby was there. I was waiting for Andy Cohen to pop up from the back. Like, they're whining and complaining 9 years later. Kristen, I know you can't say shit about this. They're whining. I'm like, well, Ray left us, and he didn't tell us. And then Paul Pierce, the great Paul Pierce, is like, yeah, I was upset that Ray left us. I just didn't like the way he left us. And one of the one of the great goons of the last 20th century, Kendrick Perkins. This guy was a tough guy. He's like, well, I'm just upset that he left the way he did.
Yeah.
I'm
like, you still mad?
You're supposed to be a tough guy, Kendrick Perkins. You guys are up here. Like, it's not Dr. Phil.
Whoa.
I was like, what is, I was like having an outer body experience. Can you imagine, like,
they hate
Moses
Ray.
Malone?
They hate Ray.
They hate Ray. Ray left. He hit it and quit it. Then he got another ring.
And obviously his decision was great because they won. He won again. You got one ring.
Boston Celtics acting like they're the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. They won one championship.
You won fucking one.
And you're worried about Ray Allen? Let Ray live.
Yeah. Invite him back into the fucking fold.
9 years ago, these guys are on a couch.
Grown-ass men. Like, yo, we ain't fucking with Ray.
Yeah, we
yo,
not talking to Ray. You're on TV, man. You're supposed to be tough guys. Kevin Garnett talking all that. She's like, yeah, you know, with Ray. Fuck, what are you talking about, man? It's like it turned into like a, you know, like Pregnant in 16 episode.
Yeah.
I never thought I would. Kendrick Perkins was that dude. He's like, yo, I just wish she would reach out to us. Motherfucker.
Yeah. Ray.
You're 270 pounds. I just wish she would reach out to us.
I wish she would reach out to us.
About Ray Allen? What the fuck is
Ray
going
Allen's
on here?
Ray Allen's like, yo, I don't
yo,
even know these motherfuckers.
Yo, watch the clip. Yeah, Ray's like, I haven't seen these dudes in 9 years. I'm not thinking about it. I'm polishing my second ring. This guy's won one ring. I'm in Miami. Well, Ray's like, I haven't paid for a dinner in 9 years in Miami. Go fuck yourself. Go eat your chowder in Boston. I don't give a shit. I'm in Miami.
On TV.
On TV, five grown men, big babies, like 300 pounds. I'm surprised he didn't cry.
Oh, we're not going to invite Ray to the fucking party.
We going to the Caribbean. We're not going to tell him.
Ray married, motherfucker.
Yeah, Ray hasn't eaten a cheeseburger since he was in high school. He's not thinking about you. Ray.
I hate Ray. That's
I hate Ray. It's
protest
like a,
shit.
It's like a B gangster movie.
I hate Ray. Motherfuckers protesting.
I don't know when it becomes. We're doing it. We're on a Boston ride, and then it's like rah.
But motherfuckers drinking. Motherfuckers drinking out there.
You're a New York Rangers fan, and you know Gerald's a newly found. Do they have a hockey team out here? From where?
San Jose,
Anaheim?
Right?
San Jose. All right. How many places do you have teams out here? San Jose is where? How far away is that? Okay,
who knows?
All right. Shit. It's not a hockey crowd. I get it.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, guys. What's like the one athlete you guys would love to have on this podcast? What would you guys ask him?
Mike Tyson.
Well, we're going to have Sean Kemp in Seattle.
Mike Tyson.
You'd say Mike Tyson?
Yeah, what would you say?
I would say...
Kenyon Martin.
We had Latrell in Milwaukee. That was great. I would say if we could do an interview where it was like we could ask all the questions and, you know, and they were all going to be answered, one athlete, I would say... But he's got to be like down for it, Jordan. Got to be Jordan.
Yeah. No holds barred. Yeah.
I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm just, of course, Kobe Jordan is the best.
They just yelling out shit. These motherfuckers
Kobe.
Drunk. Some drunk right. Ass.
Take it easy.
I like it, though. I'm drunk, too, motherfucker.
All right.
Before the playoffs are over, can you bring back Bizarro Steph Curry?
Yes. I'll bring back Bizarro Steph Curry. I actually had...
Bizarro Ed Werder.
Yes. Ed Werder, who was let go from ESPN, Bizarro Ed Werder is coming. He's really pissed off. He's the guy that would call the games in below 9 degrees in Philadelphia. And then they fired him. He's like, I lost three toes calling games for you cocksuckers. Yeah. And you fire me?
It's in the works. It's coming.
This is what's the scenario question. Shout out to Tribe.
Shout
Paul
out
Quest.
To Yep.
What if Michael Rapaport... You transformed into the young shooter's body.
Oh shit!
This one night stand. How would you handle business from start to finish?
Wow, that's like a lot of thought.
That's hard.
Okay, go to the back. Go get some questions in the back.
That was a good question.
Take the mic. 10-20.
All right, one more question.
10:34.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
How you doing?
Yo, so I called you up on when you
did that. That's the fucking question, man.
Word. Yo, you're dealing with New York people, motherfucker. Straight up.
Hey, try to do the exchange. Like, oh, we're cool. We're with the people. He's like, I asked you a question on Snapchat. You didn't. You sent me an emoji back.
Money, we don't know who the fuck you is.
Is there free drinks in here? This is the rowdiest fucking crowd we've had.
Yeah, but I'm ready to handle these motherfuckers. We like Robin Harris.
Jordan, take over the thing.
We like Robin Harris.
But all I want to know is what you're going to direct next, because you're not going to do a documentary, but I want you what you can do with the future.
Okay, all right.
Hey, get the mic from this. We won't dignify that. Will you dignify that?
No, he said, what am I going to direct next? I don't know what I'm going to direct next. So that's a valid question. When you got to it, it was like, you're like an Uber driver who just got here. You're like, and it was like, it's just five blocks away. Why am I in the Tenderloin? I was trying to go to the Castro District. Is that the name of this place? The Castro District? Where are we right now?
Mission.
The mission.
Hey, Michael. Who's the best stick man on the Warriors?
We don't know who fucking.
Come on, man. That was Curry, bro. You fucking kidding me?
All right. Take it easy.
We don't know who fucking. How we gonna answer that?
Okay.
We talk about Jeter. You know Jeter was skeeting.
Klay Thompson is.
We don't know that.
But we're getting too literal with this. Everybody, because the people are like the stick man culture and skinny genification is not just about the clothing. It's about the softening. It's about the me generation. Everybody grew up watching Entourage. Everybody wants to be, what's his name, Vinny Chase. And a lot of motherfuckers are just Johnny Drama. We got people coming into...
All right, Mike, I got one question for you. Where the nose strip at?
That's a good question. I do normally do the shows with a nose strip.
Word.
But because I've been taking this antibiotic, I've been feeling better. As you notice, I haven't coughed one time on stage. Thank God.
Thank God for everybody, boy.
Hey, Mr. White folks, what happened to the Wigger Please segment?
The Wigger Please segment... That's a good question. You know what? We need the Wigger Please back.
No, we got so much shit, B.
You got it?
We have so much.
The Robert De Niro line of the week. I know. See, once I said coughing, I started coughing, but it was a dry one. I don't want to bring you into what I deal with the coughing. I appreciate it. Though it's like a tick. I think once it happens, like I go down the coughing road. But yeah, that was just like a dry, like more like a clearing my throat. That was more like a, you know, type of thing. Don't jinx it. No, just I don't curious. Know. I don't know what I have. I don't know what. Whatever I have, trust me, you don't want. What is it?
Thoughts on the Latibian gangbanger Clippers subtweet? And then also, if I could get a...
No, it's one question, okay, motherfucker. Okay.
Thoughts on Portland.
Okay, one question.
Thoughts on Portland.
Okay.
Sweat.
The talking about Porzingis, Kristaps Porzingis said that... He had tweeted the other day, Clippers, and then like a happy face emoji. And then he said he was hacked. No. And then Draymond Green, who I like a lot, said, yeah, I tried that last year when I was hacked. Hey, we know you weren't hacked. So I think it was, you know, I don't know. He could have been over there in Latvia drinking some good rum. Or some vodka or whatever, and he just, you know, was like, maybe I should go to the Clippers. If I was him, I'd want to go to the Clippers.
Hell
the Knicks
yeah.
are such a shit show.
I tell everybody that. I wouldn't give a fuck.
The Knicks are killing us in New York.
Rap.
Yeah.
You decide. Is KD a bitch for leaving Russ? And, back in the day, Fat Joe... and Jay-Z both had teams in the Rucker League
conference. Who would have won that game?
Okay. Listen, what is that? What is this, multiple choice? Yeah, do I get to pick which question? Here's how I feel about Kevin Durant. When he first, they played so well versus Golden State last year and pushed them to the brink, okay? I was surprised that he didn't just go, I'm going to re-up one more year and then figure it out. So at first, I was critical of it, and I do think that was one of the skinny genification movement moves of the year. That being said, I love Kevin Durant. Yep. I love that he came here, and whatever needs to be done to dismantle the Cleveland Cavaliers, I am fine with.
Hey, fuck all y'all.
What?
Everybody hates Cleveland.
Yo, Mike.
They're going to win the championship. And why y'all motherfuckers ain't asking me no questions?
Mike, what up with the next Friday movie, bro?
What is the question?
What up with the next Friday?
That's not a question. What up with the next Friday movie?
Yo.
No, not yo. What in the yo?
Yo, pass the mic, motherfucker.
Are you going to do the next Friday movie?
Am I going to be in the next Friday? Are they making another one?
I don't know. You tell me.
Are you going to be in the next Friday movie? I don't even know if they're making one. But
I don't know what they're...
All right.
We're going to do one more question.
One more question right here.
No, not you. Not you.
You
not
fucked you. Up.
Not you. Definitely not you. Yeah. Not you.
You fucked up, dude.
What about... Hold up. Anybody up there got a question?
Oh. I need to know what the fuck it was like working with Schwarzenegger in The Sixth Day.
Valid question. He was cool. He was all right. He was cool. He was very nice. He was cool. He had a gym. You could work out with him. He likes when people work out with him.
Did you guys go to dinner? Or, like, did you hang out after set? Or we don't give a fuck what gym he went to after work. What, did you guys... did you hang out? Did you hang out off the
set? Never hung out. But he did help me out when my first kid was born. Like, he made it so I could get there on time. He's all right. He's all right.
That's cool.
Listen, we're hanging out. We're about to rock. We got a dope after party. DJ Plattern.
Hi. I have one.
Okay. What's your question?
You remember when you were on that show, The Haunting, with that lady, and you went back to your high school?
With G. Moody, last
yes,
name rhymes with Duty.
Yes.
You don't know me?
No. I love that. That episode was good. You and the Gene and Carlo episode was great. What was that really like? Like going to that school? I mean, like, was it real? Like, what was it like?
It was real, man.
Yeah, well, we both went to this high school called Erasmus Hall High School in Brooklyn. Did you go there? Oh, okay.
Oh, pre-K.
Okay, so oh,
Bishop Ford? Yeah.
Oh, shit, son.
So it was fun. It was fun.
Mr. Rappaport.
Yeah.
When will our New York Knicks win a title?
I'll say this. The New York Knicks will win a title before the tenderloin is fixed up. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We're going to hang out. DJ Platter, DJ D-Sharp. We're hanging, meet, talk, take selfies with everybody. And it was a pleasure doing this with you guys.
Yeah.